the report is comprehensive and is factual, and it also highlights the issues relating to the delay. It's very clear that the delay was because of lack of personnel. There's no standby crew. Recent cuts over the last number of years have seen that many personnel leave the Defence Forces over the past 10 years. So the report identifies why there was a long delay in sending the helicopter to Donegal, because they didn't have personnel on the ground. But I will be now going back to the Taoiseach while I accept the report. I don't accept the outcome of it. I believe that we have to have another protocol in place. If they're not going to employ personnel who will be on standby to deal with such emergencies, then I believe they have to have an arrangement with private helicopters whereby they would be on standby and available within an hour. And we have an example of this, that Donegal County Council, they summoned a private helicopter. They were there within an hour, did some excellent work. So going forward, A, in the short term, private helicopters, and B, to entice personnel back into the Defence Forces or new personnel.
Whereas the council, as you say, did bring in a private helicopter in the first instance, it was acknowledged on the day that really it took the Air Corps, it took the capacity of the Air Corps helicopter and its capability of taking large amounts of water to really tackle the problem. So from that point of view, it would raise the issue, does the private sector have the capacity to replace the Air Corps? It would seem that as a short-term measure, perhaps, but in the long term, the private sector will not be able to replace the Air Corps in an instance like this.
Well, of course, there's a question of capacity, and of course anyone who saw the helicopter work, as I did in Dunloe some years before that, and this time in Kincaisla, they did exceptional work in the short time they were there. And of course they had the advantage, they were able to scoop the water out of the Atlantic, and from the time they left the scene of the fire till they were back, 90 seconds, fantastic work. But I do believe with the budget that the Defence Forces have, that they must have one of these available. And of course I'm not just accepting this, I'm going back to the Taoiseach again, as Minister for Defence, and I'm asking him to carry out a full review of this, because it can happen again this summer. And I only remember too well following up the request from Donegal County Council and waiting until 5 o'clock in the evening. But what we cannot forget the exceptional work that crew did, as well as all of the others who were involved.